Truther says that he just talked to you earlier today, and that you indicated that you would see to it that the, if at all possible, the apportionment.
No, I will not see to anything. Now, just forget all that. Quit letting them unload anything on my lap. I told him the thing to do, the Congress was coming back here for that purpose, to do nothing but work on that apportionment bill. The House has passed it. The Senate's going to kill it. But I'm not going to see to it anything. So just include me out of all that crap.
All right.
And just tell us to quit calling down here and saying for us to do things, because there's nothing for us to do. The problem's all there. All of you are big men, so you all go on and handle them as best you can. I told Ruthie that it's a goddamn foolish thing to put something in a platform, and he agreed with me, 100%.
Right.
Said he was going to do everything he could. I said, you better get a hold of Paul Douglas then.
Douglas is the problem now.
Well.
And we have a majority vote on the platform executive committee, and those 11 are meeting tonight to caucus on it, and each one of them say they'll stay with us. If we can just wrap up Bill Dawson, we'll have 12.
You can't wrap him up because he is submerged. It's just like asking you to go against me, Bill.
Right.
Daley is red hot for this. He came down here to speak for this. He's just up in arms about it.
We still have 11. Definite. Bill Benton says he will go with us now all the way, whatever we want.
Well, you just ought to go to him and tell him that, please settle it here. Don't say I'm going to settle it, because I'm not.
We're
going to settle it up there.
Ruthie and them
can get up there, and all he got to do is have two senators talk a day for a week, and it's over, it's dead.
That's right.
And why do they want us to lose an election over it? I don't understand their thinking. Do they think at all?
But not really. You know that, Mr. President, these liberals get a cause and they don't care about anything else. Not even action or production or anything. Well, that's fine because, you know, Wirtz didn't know whether to say this around or not.
No.
Call me and I'll tell him
no,
not to.
No, tell him I told Ruther that the thing for them to do was to kill it in the Senate. To work on it up there. That's what they're coming back for.
All right. That's fine.
And for him to get a hold of Douglas and Clark. He said he would.
Right, he is trying. We're trying to track him down. He's trying to. He's been chasing him for 2 hours. Okay.
What else? Now, when am I supposed to announce this thing that you were talking about the other night? You said
I still think that the best time would be Wednesday night after you're nominated and we switch to the White House for you just to thank the delegates.
Say well, how would they have time to make a nominating speech right after that?
Well, there would then be a recess of half an hour. And we would need that. And we can have enough stuff ready for whoever you choose to write a pretty good acceptance speech of 10 minutes in that period of time and line up seconders. That doesn't worry me at all because there would be a recess. There'd be a demonstration first. Once you announced it, whoever it is, supporters will go wild. And then after that's toned down, that'll take 15 to 20 minutes. We'll have to have a half-hour recess. And so we got an hour at least to play with to work on the speech. If we just, the minute you get ready to announce it, maybe give one person a pair of keys so that we can sit down in a room alone and start writing a speech. That can be handled.
Find any antagonism to me anywhere?
Not a bit.
They say they're raising hell because there are only my own pictures on the hall. No picture of Kennedy, no picture.
That's going to be a picture.
Well, go tell Lou Harris to quit calling down and worrying us then.
But there is going to be a picture.
Now, you ought to get some of these little cards and pass them out of these recent polls. Have you seen those little pictures, those little cards they got?
No, sir, I haven't.
That's real good. Bunch of polls. You ought to give them to all the newspaper.
All right, I'll get some of them.
Okay.
Fine.